Happy Friday to you, and I hope you have a really lovely weekend ahead. Today we reach the final day of this month's topic on communication. I just want to say thank you so much for your interaction and your openness with this topic. It has been one of the more popular ones that we have done, and I think all of us on some level could relate to this. So well done to all of you for really engaging with this. I have to say I've learned so much myself over these past few weeks, because I always follow along with the teachings that I teach, you know, is to make sure that I'm, as that expression says, like walking my talk. It's very, very important. But actually, I had a lot of things come up about communication for myself this month, just randomly. So it was really interesting. So I hope that you've had some clarity around this part. I hope you've had even some insights and aha moments, but also maybe you've had some changes. And I'd really love to hear from you if you had, because that just shows like how much when we put our energy into something, how we can really shift things for us. And I wouldn't expect people to have changes in just like a 30-day period, but definitely keep in mind all of these teachings as you move forward over these coming months and years ahead. You know, this is such an important topic, because it's all about, really, in essence, what we've learned this month. It's all about really our true self and how we're communicating to ourselves, about ourselves, and communication to others in general about where we're at within ourselves, how we feel, and all of that. So before I get on to our final teaching, I just have a couple of things to talk about. So this is obviously our last day of this month's topic. We will not be starting a brand new month topic until January, but for the next 2 to 2.5 weeks over the Christmas period, the same thing, you'll get like 2 teachings a week. There'll be mindfulness exercises, some meditation, some self-care teachings. This is really a wind down time. And I think for anybody that, or I shouldn't say anybody, for all of you that are members, even if you've only joined in the past month, you're doing amazing work to show up and to make this time for yourself. Even if this year you haven't been able to give all of your attention to yourself, which, you know, we all struggle with, to show up and to say, like, I'm committed to living more consciously, to look at myself, to look at my healing and my growth, is amazing. So what I really want all of you to do is wind down from the pressure of where am I at? Where am I going to be? How are things going to move? Let's make things more easy and more gentle. So if you want to engage with these gentle teachings over the next 2.5 weeks, wonderful. If you don't, just switch off. And obviously I'll be talking to you before Christmas, but, you know, have a really, really lovely wind down time and a really lovely Christmas break if you get one. And the other thing I just wanted to say, really from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful to all of you. Every single one of you are such valued members to me. I appreciate everybody. You know, I have put a huge amount into what's time for me this year in particular, and it's been wonderful to see it grow and expand. And when I say that I'm here for you all, like, I really mean that. And I hope for the people who do reach out and, you know, contact me about certain things going on in their life and things, I do hope I've been able to give you a little bit of help or guidance along the way. And, you know, It's Time For Me has grown not just in what I've been able to offer, but for people joining it and for all of you who have stayed with it and put so much work into yourselves. Because, like, I'm showing up to provide what I can to support you, but you are all doing the work. You are all the ones listening, implementing things. And the one thing It's Time For Me is about, it's about no pressure. So even if you only do a little bit, do you know what? It's kind of like that thing of losing weight that, you know, sometimes when I'm losing weight, I have been over the last few months, and say I have a week where, like, I don't lose anything and I stay the same. You know, I always say to myself, imagine if I wasn't minding myself, like, how much weight I'd put on, for example. And it's the same thing with this, that there's some months you're going to be really good at listening to the teachings, there's a topic that really resonates with you, and other months you're just going to be having a bad month, life gets in the way, you literally don't have any time, you don't even want to think about healing or working on yourself or whatever. That's normal. So everything is always there for you to listen back to when you want to. But most importantly, this is just a community of support and for you to feel like you can do things at your own pace. But as I was saying, thank you so much for being members. I really appreciate everything. And I'm really, really looking forward to next year, because I have so much more planned, and it's just going to be a really good year. Energetically, just to say, the energy of 2021 was very, very similar to the energy of 2020. It was like this, not just with COVID, but all of this stuff going on for us. And I'm sure all of you have experienced, you know, a lot of downs. Like, we've all experienced ups and downs, but the downs definitely, I feel, over this year have been more heightened for people, from what I'm hearing from you all, and obviously my own experience as well. 2022 brings a much lighter energy. Now, it's going to be for the first 6 months of the year. The second half of next year may come back into a little bit of turbulent energy, let's say. Nothing bad, just a bit of turbulence. If we got through the last 2 years, we're well able for it. So setting ourselves up for a good year is really important, and making the most of this really kind of calm waters that we're going into in the first 6 months of 2022 is really, really important. So I hope to be able to support you over that time. And just to say as well, sorry, I'm rambling now. The last class for you that you can enjoy is a 2-hour class on the winter solstice, which is Tuesday the 21st of December from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you want to attend that class, please let me know, and I can send you on the details. And what else is I going to say to you? Yeah, that's really it. Look, thank you so much. I will obviously be in touch. Have a really great weekend. Switch off now for the next few weeks. Enjoy your run up to Christmas, and just, you know, just be really, I don't mean this in a patronizing way at all, I really mean this, be really proud of everything that you have done this year and everything you've got through this year and last year, because my God, it has been, you know, a test of our resilience and our strength. And like I just said a moment ago, if we can get through these last 2 years, we can literally get through anything. So just remember that. So in summary for today, what we have learned about communication has been quite a lot, but it always really comes back to us. And what I want you to think about today is where you're at now in terms of your perspective on how you communicate with others, your perspective on how you communicate with yourself. What changes have you made this month, if any? If none, how come? Have you not had time to think about it, or are you resisting it for some reason? And what are you going to bring forward from what you've learned this month? I know that some people have experienced changes, but not all of us will experience those. And what can you bring forward over these next number of months that can improve communication in your life? Perhaps you have tried to put things in place and, you know, they haven't worked that well in terms of with somebody else. You're still getting resistance from somebody else. And all I'll say on that is, no, you've done your best, and that's all you can do. And as I said in one of the teachings a few weeks ago, there's only so much that we can do with people, because unfortunately, you know, we're not in control of what other people do, but we can only do our best. And if you've done that, that's all you can do, and know that you have done the best and you've shown up in the best capacity that you have. And know that just some situations don't resolve themselves. That's not easy to deal with, by the way. Not easy to accept. There's a lesson and a learning in that too. It's like, how many lessons and learnings do we need to go through? Sometimes I feel it's like, can we just get things a bit easier, you know? But that is something to think about as well, is how can I make things easier for myself? This is nothing to do with communication. This is just something I've really learned over this past year, which is, why do I make things so hard for myself? And it's something I've been really thinking about, that we all do, where life is difficult and shitty at times, more than we can, you know, should have to deal with. But then we put ourselves under such a huge amount of pressure to achieve, to create, to be in the future all the time, of where we're going, what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, what we should be doing, and how much better we should be about things. Improving ourselves is not about putting ourselves under pressure. Improving ourselves, and even that word is bad, but healing ourselves, if we want to say it like that, is allowing ourselves the space to be able to be a clear channel to create our dreams and our wishes. It is not to heal ourselves so that we can put ourselves under even more pressure. So I would ask you to think about this as we come into the end of this year. How can I make things easier? How can I stop putting myself under pressure, and to carry that into next year? You know, like, why do we have to make things so hard for ourselves? I definitely know, and I've been a very strong witness to my own stuff this year, of like, why I'm making things so hard. Why do I have to push and push and push And I wouldn't even think that I push, because I'm all about flow, I'm all about connection to something higher. And yet what I realized this year is that even through doing all of that, dealing with things in a very positive way, in a very, you know, understanding way, an accepting way, my undercurrent is still attached to outcomes all the time. And when we attach to outcomes all the time, it becomes hard. It's hard not to attach to outcomes, but we do it. So that's the question I leave you with for the end of this month. How can I make things easier for myself? So I will be in touch with you over the next couple of weeks. I look forward to seeing you at the Winter Solstice class. For those of you who haven't received your readings yet, they're due to you by tomorrow. So you'll have them today or tomorrow. And your next readings will be into January. But I really look forward to connecting with you all next year, and particularly over the next 2 weeks, if you want to engage. And have a really, really beautiful and happy Christmas.